Hello, hello, hello. What's up?
Hello, hello, everybody.
What's going on? This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire. We're back.
We're back, we're back, we're back.
How's everybody doing out there?
In the new 2020. It is 2020.
Is this our first recording since 2020?
This is our first recording since 2020, y'all. No, I think we did Girl Talk. Was that in 20, girl, we've been lagging.
We gonna catch up, y'all.
Y'all keep us together.
But happy 2020 anyway, everybody.
Happy 2020. This is the year of increase. Double
double vision. Double everything. Double
love. Double prosperity.
Double prosperity. Double it all. Okay.
All of that. Yes.
Exactly.
So, y'all, we gonna dive into it. I just want to put this out here. We are not doctors. We are not
therapists.
None of that. We're just talking about what everybody else talk about. And we're going to put that out there. We say any names. It's allegedly.
Yes. It's
okay.
Allegedly. We just holy water and hellfire.
Yeah.
And we're just stating our own opinions.
And don't come for us.
That's a disclaimer. Okay.
This is our opinions. And we do talk about controversial topics. And today, this one's going to be very controversial.
Yes, it is. We're going to just dive right in.
Yes.
We're going to dive right on in there.
So here we go. Y'all, is this the new normal?
The gayism, the transism.
And I don't even know if we call it gayism. We call it gender neutral, gender fluid. People are just free. You know, I've heard people call it free. You know, they don't relate to one gender.
Right, they don't. And I think that, you know, I think it's a somewhat maybe an epidemic going on with this free stuff to me personally. I mean, I think everybody just wants to do what they want to do, how they want to do it, because they're feeling a certain kind of way. Nobody wants to be put in this box anymore. Nobody wants to be female or just male or date one gender. Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, it used to be a time when just being gay, you know, when you saw a man date a man and a woman date a woman, that was a big deal. But, of course, now it's so accepted in society. That is just kind of like we've been numb to it, right?
Yeah. We've been programmed to accept it.
We've been programmed to accept it. But then we have those of us who do know that some of this stuff just isn't right. And when you speak out about it, then you get
lashed. You get, you know, you're in the wrong. And I think it's wrong for us not to be able to have an opinion if we feel a certain way about this new gender fluid, transgender, bisexual, and all that.
Gender neutral. Gender bias.
Right. Because why do they criticize a person for not accepting it or believing that? Why I can't have my own thoughts and believe what I want to believe about this? Because I don't believe in it.
No, me neither. And as a mother, and let me just take this back for those of you that are out there. I've had my experience, and I'm very open and transparent about my life, my testimony, where in my younger years, I dated a female. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine, whatever. If that's what you do, that's what you do. We're not judging that. We're not judging any of this. We're just simply expressing our opinions because it seems to be trending now. But if I had a son, and I do have two boys, and he came home and said, "Mom, I want to be a female," I'm going to really have a problem with that. I'm really going to have a problem with that.
Oh, I agree. I would, too.
I for several reasons. Now, if he comes home and he says, "I'm gay," okay. You know, I have a gay godson. He's like my child. Right. I love him to death.
Right.
And I accept him, and I love on him. But if my boys were to come home and say they were gay, son, that's your life. You know, I would give you advice about, hey, you know, is this really what you want to do? I've been there. I understand all these emotions and how you can get caught up in that. Spiritually, where is your head at right now? Because, see, that's the missing piece. But also, if they decided to do that at this age, now they're 25 and 29. So, hey, you're grown. You do what you want to do. But if my son came home and said, "Mom, I really want to be female now that I'm male, and I want to go through having a surgery to change myself to this person," I'm going to need some Jamaican weed. I'm sorry.
Some ganja.
Some of that Whitney Houston stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to need all of it.
Right.
Because I know that I would not want that for myself.
No, I agree. Because I have two boys as well. And if my son came home stating that, I would not accept that. I would definitely have to sit down and talk. We need to see a therapist. I need to know what's going on. Again, if my son comes home and says he's gay, like you said, that's a totally different story. I don't like that either, but will I accept it? Yes, I have gay friends. I know I have people in my family that are gay. So with that being said, I do accept it, but do I want that in my household? No. But, and I also will talk to my son about it, whether he's gay or wants to be a transgender, and find out what led you this way. Because at a certain age, as of now, if they decide to do either or, transgender or gay, now I think it'll be a choice, a taught behavior. It's something you decided to do. As if they were 4 and 5 and I saw some female activities or female characteristics. Yeah. Then I would like be like, okay, hey, maybe he is a little girly, you know, and maybe when he grows up, he may want to be female or gay. But if I don't see those characters early on, and you 15, 16, or 25, and you decide you want to be gay, now that's a choice. That's a taught behavior. Either you've experienced it, and you like it, and now you want to go that direction.
Right. And I agree with you, Hellfire. I think that, you know, kids are really impressionable between the eight, from birth to, what, five, 6 years old. And I think that what they become has been taught to them. They've been exposed to it. Mm-hmm. And that it is a parent's responsibility to steer their child in the right direction. I think the problem we have today is we're allowing celebrities, allowing people with money, people with influence, people with, and that's so much control. And we will go spiritual in here in a minute. This is holy water. And so God has already spoken about all these things that will happen. But because we are so caught up in our own lives and the ways of the world, we're going along with it. But the Bible clearly says, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But then, if you don't understand that, if all you know is, I have money, I can do what I want to do when I want to do it, then you're exposing yourself and your children to all kinds of stuff.
Now, absolutely.
We're going to just go on talk about Gabrielle.
And Dwayne Wade.
And their child.
Miss Yaya. Miss Ya. Yay.
Miss Yay. Yaya.
Yaya.
We don't know her.
Him.
But, listen, he's 12. Right,
he's 12 because he is a he.
He was born a male. I'm gonna address him as what him. God created him to be on this earth. Now, people, men can be mad at it if they want to, but God created him a male. Right. And for the record, our God don't make no mistakes, y'all.
Right. Okay. I definitely agree with
you. He don't make no mistakes. Now, you might feel a way, you might want to do something, and that's all, and that's your business. But at 12 years old, I do not believe that a child knows what he wants to be. Because I remember at 12, I wanted to be a Power Ranger.
Right. I wanted to be Wonder Woman. Yeah. But do I want to be Wonder Woman now?
No.
No. Do you want to be a Power Ranger now?
No. No. I mean, at 12, not even at 15, did I want it. Right. 16, 17, 18. And I no longer, because I realized that it was a character on TV. It was a cartoon character. And that's what we saw growing
and
up.
That wasn't my reality. Right. And I knew I couldn't be that because that was a superhero.
So when do we get to not accepting what our kids say? Because our child will come in and say, hey, you know what, Mama, I think I should have a Range Rover. And I'm 12 years old. But you don't have a driver's license. You're going to give them a car?
Right. There's an age and a time for everything. You know what I'm saying? So, they can't make those decisions at a certain age. So why are we allowing him, well, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle, why are they allowing him to make this decision at 12?
I don't even think it's him. I can understand a child having these feelings. Now, when I experienced what I experienced, it was because I was sexually assaulted, molested as a child. And so I understand now as an adult woman why I wanted to date the same sex, because I saw the men as bad.
Right, you didn't.
He was the monster.
Him.
I didn't trust him.
Right.
So I think that there's a root cause to every situation, to everything that is not normal, okay? There is a root cause. There's a root cause to bitterness.
Right.
There's a root cause to anger.
Right.
There's a root cause to alcohol. There's a root cause to drugs.
Right.
And so when it comes to all of this stuff, we don't even know what to call it. There's a root cause to it. So let's get some therapy and let's figure out, first of all, what's going on.
Right. Where did it all begin? And speaking of that, from my understanding, Dwayne Wade had a Manny. And what, for you guys that don't know what a Manny is, a Manny is a man who keeps your kids. there was a man transgender. You guys can research and look it up. There's videos floating around. There was a man who kept his child from a young age up until maybe, you know, not too long ago, who was a transgender. And that could have and possibly did have some great influence on Dwayne Wade's son, who now wants to be a female. Do you agree with that, Holy Water?
I do agree with that. I was sitting here, y'all, because I'm actually, we have a lot of things here. We have pulling up the actual Googling this topic about the Manny and different things that's happened with Dwayne Wade's child. Yes, Hellfire, I do agree. I do agree that kids can be influenced. And if a child, if a boy is raised around nothing but women and he never gets to see how men
interact, the characteristics, yeah,
he's going to be more feminine.
Right, absolutely.
And we see that. We see that with our relatives. Right. We see that with our friends, right? And you can say, oh, you know what? That boy was raised by his aunts and his mom and his father wasn't around and those type of things. So yeah, but what will make, and I love trans, I love, cause y'all are people. I love people. I'm a people person. But what would make a man have a transgender babysit his male son?
Well, from my observation, and I'm just going to tell you what I think and why that happened. I don't think Dwayne Wade did it. Maybe Gabrielle did it. For first of all, the simple fact that she doesn't want a woman in the house. She doesn't want a young woman. She doesn't want a black woman. So to avoid Dwayne cheating, possibly, this is just my perception, she gets a man transy. So so she won't have to deal with any other woman with her man or her man being attracted to him. To her or want to sleep with her or anything like that. So I think it's Gabrielle doing, to be honest with you. Because that weeds out the women. But on another hand, I would have gotten an old woman. You know what I'm saying?
Old woman.
An old, ugly woman.
Yeah.
Somebody who can take care of my baby. I wouldn't have went to the manny side. Right. But I think maybe it was more her than him. Just from my observations, just to avoid him from cheating and sleeping around with the nanny. So we get some manny.
Okay, so now if y'all don't know, let me catch y'all up. So it's online. and it says here that years ago, when their sons were little, Wade and his first wife, Siobhan Funches, divorced, and Dwayne got full custody of his kids. However, he was a star NBA player who was often on the road and didn't have time to be with his kids regularly. Rather than call their mother to care for them, he reportedly hired a male nanny to watch his two young sons 24 hours a day. So, and then it says, recently, Wade revealed his youngest son, Zion Funches, Zion Wade, now identifies as a girl and wants to be known as Zaya. His revelation led to so many people sharing their opinion about a 12-year-old boy coming out as transgender, and some wondered what influenced his decision.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a social media activist, Tariq Nasheed, has now shared a video of the male nanny boating with a young Zion. Now, in this, it does not say that this male nanny was transgender. I'm sure there's all kinds of other stuff, so just reading on. Yeah, so it doesn't say that he was transgender in this particular article, but they reached by stating that Siobhan most likely had a mother's intuition that her kids were being sexually abused and she wanted to get them back. Okay, so here's this other part. It says some even reshared an old news article reporting on the arrest of Siobhan's bunches for trying to abduct her son as to have them with her. They reacted by stating that Siobhan most likely had a mother's intuition that her kids were sexually abused and she wanted to get them back. So she was arrested. We know that she was arrested for attempting to take her child. And here's the crazy thing, too. We haven't heard from the mother.
Not at all.
I think that, you know, when you have money, you can put gags on people. I don't think that she has any right, which I think is so unfair. And I think as a mother, well, we can't, you know, I'm just going to say, Gabrielle has never been a mother.
Right.
And so in order to be a mother, and birth a mother and go through the birthing process. Don't get upset. I'm just telling you some real stuff. Mother's intuition and that nurturing thing kicks in when you give birth. So she's never given birth to a child. So I don't know that she would understand that. Now that she has a child, maybe she will grow to understand those things about a mother's love. Would you want Dwayne to leave you and take your child and not allow you to see your baby?
No.
You know, who? I don't know why he got full custody, especially usually when you're not, he wasn't in the home. He was never there. Why would the courts give him full custody of the boy? I don't know.
Well, they were saying that he paid his way full custody. A lot of times we know the system is so crooked. He has the money to do it. He did it. You know, he washed hands with the attorneys, with the judge, and he paid his way to get custody of those kids. From the understanding, they were saying that he took the kids because he didn't want to pay child support.
Well, I'm going to just tell y'all, this is just my opinion. And I think there's some issues with the father. I think there's some issues with Dwayne.
Absolutely, I agree.
For a man to hire a male nanny, and it doesn't say here that at the time he was even married to Gabrielle. Right. We would have to go through this. I think that this was something he did for him to care for his child while he was on the road. So we're not saying that because you're gay, you're going to molest kids. But we're saying that rapists and molesters molest kids and rape kids. I don't care if you're gay, straight, trans, or whatever. But I think that there was a lot of influence or something happened for a child to just say, oh, I'm gay. You know, oh, I just don't want to be a boy anymore.
Right. Something definitely happened. And, you know, I don't want to say that the nanny did it. But from what the mother is saying, as a mother intuition, she feels like her child was molested. And that possibly could have been a great influence on his decision today.
Yeah, so y'all, let's talk about it. What do you feel with your child? You know, we can easily become defensive about these things, but let's just be realistic. Use the third eye and the mind of Christ that God gave you. Let's not get caught up into celebrity mess and money and influence. Like, honestly, if you had a child, whether it was male or female, and that person came home and said, I don't want to be a boy anymore. I want to be a girl. I don't want to be a girl anymore. I want to be a boy. Would you be okay with it? And if you are okay with it,
right.
For Dwayne, he didn't want people to discuss this. I think that should have been done in-house and not been publicly put out.
I don't think so. You're absolutely right. I don't think it should have been publicly put out so soon. I mean, I think they should have kind of kept it secluded within their house home, at least until Zion was old enough to understand and make those decisions.
Right.
To answer your question, if my son came home and said he wanted to be gay. Like I said earlier, I'll be devastated. I wanted to be a girl. I'll be definitely devastated. I don't know what I would do because I hadn't experienced that. But do I like it? No. Would I have to accept it? I don't think I would just accept it. I would probably deal with it and see if I can change his mind. But to make a long story short, I don't believe in it. I hope it never happens. And I don't want it. I couldn't accept it. I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
Not publicly anyway.
No, publicly. So what do you think, Hellfire, was the reason for Dwayne? You can say love, but love, sometimes when you love people, it's not allowing them to just do whatever. It's like, okay, my son is an alcoholic. He's on drugs. Okay, I love you. So you can smoke. You can drink. You can drive.
Would he allow him to do that? No.
Yeah. So no, there's a time when your parenting instincts should kick in and you tell your child, son, no, you can't have this alcohol. Mm-hmm. Or no, you can't drive this car after you've been inebriated. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
At 12 years old, okay, baby, you feel like this? Oh, I understand that. And mama loves you. Mm-hmm. So let's revisit this. When you turn 18, what's the legal age? 18, you're an adult, right? 17.
Yeah, 17, 18.
If you still feel this way when you turn 17 to 18, depending on what state, then we'll deal with that.
We'll revisit this. Yeah.
I just think at 12, it's too young. Girl, what was his name from New Orleans, the rapper? Mm-hmm. That they oh God, it made the statement about don't let him cut his thing out. What was his name, girl?
Y'all know who we talking about.
I just know he the president of the project. Girl.
Yes, president. Crazy. What was his name?
Not Webby.
It's
the other one. Lord, I just saw him today because he's so crazy. But he spoke out about it. And he got a lot of backlash.
Right.
He couldn't. They wouldn't even let him go work out at the what?
They put him at the gym or something.
At a gym, we don't know right. the gym.
Yeah, he definitely got allegedly.
He yeah. got kicked out. So,
but again, I don't understand why we get you know, backlash for stating our own opinions. Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you don't want the public to have an opinion,
don't put it out in the public. Absolutely.
Once you put it out there, people are going to talk.
People
are going to have opinions about it, you know?
And it should be okay. But your question, Holy Water, was why do I think Dwayne Wade allowed the child to go public with it, or why did Dwayne go public with it?
Right.
I think because little Zai has a social media account, and he was probably gonna go public with it anyway. So at that point, he probably felt like just let's do it together, because now these kids are so on social media and they put everything out there. He probably was just going along with it because he knew it was gonna get out there anyway. And so with that being said, they just did it together, and I guess he's embracing it. He's accepting it because of the love of his son. His son states that's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as a parent, do you agree or disagree publicly when your son wants to go one direction and you don't agree with it? Do you fight against your son, or do you go along with it?
And you're right. He could have been just going to do it anyway.
Right.
And, you know, Dwayne wanted to get in there. And, you know, when people have money, they don't sit down at a kitchen table and have conversations. They call in the publicists.
Mm-hmm.
They call in their managers.
Mm-hmm.
They call in the people that they have endorsements with. And so let's get behind this and let's see how we can steer this
in a right
direction. In the right direction.
Right.
And they could publicly, they could very well not be agreeing
right.
with
right.
it.
Right. In the household.
Yeah, yeah. But then I'm got to be. Yeah, I have to say that because, you know, he's going to lose
watching.
His endorsements.
Right.
People are going to threaten him,
right.
you know, and different things.
And you can't go against the LGBT.
You can't. Oh, God, you cannot
you
go
know,
against
no,
them.
No, you can't.
You know, and so I understand people wanted equality and they're wanting their rights. And I get that. And I'm all for that. I think that everyone is humans and they should be treated as such. But I do not believe that a 12-year-old is old enough to make that decision.
No, I agree. I don't think they are at all. Like we said, there are time and a place for everything. You can't drive till a certain age. You can't drink until you're a certain age. So why would you be able to go public with this decision at this age?
Right. Would you give him a gun at 12?
Right. Your mind is not even fully developed enough to make those type of decisions. You don't even know what you want to eat tonight.
Listen, we know this, that the brain doesn't develop fully until you're 22, 23
right.
years old. So the reasoning part of your brain hasn't fully developed. And as all of you know, we're still learning and
right.
evolving and trying
and
to figure out who we are
right.
and growing, you know.
Right.
And last year I did something one way, and this year I'm not doing
right.
it, you know, because
right.
I just, that didn't work for me.
Right.
Now, I didn't do no sex change but or
right.
anything like that. But
you have made different decisions that you made shit just yesterday.
Yeah, and so let's talk about this. So, y'all, they have 60 different type genders now. So, a person now says that they are gender fluid, gender neutral,
bi-gender,
non-binary. It's a lot of choices, y'all. Now,
gender neutral.
This is new for me, but I just thought it was male, female, and I do know that there was hermaphrodites because you could be
right,
born
right, right, with both,
with both,
right.
But let's say this. Is this the new normal?
It is the new normal. And I think it's just the propaganda that they're pushing to make people go in this direction. I mean, I don't believe in it. I'm not going in that direction. And I think it's just something that they're just pushing out there publicly so people can feel that they can be free and make these choices. These are genders that someone made up. I don't really go by society standards or even pay attention to it, but most people do.
Yeah, they do.
And with this being out there, yes, again, Holy Water, they are pushing it, and people are doing it. And I see a lot of the celebrities are stating, oh, I'm gender fluid, I'm gender neutral.
Yeah.
And so they're promoting this as well.
And Facebook recently, did you know this? Facebook recently changed it where you can have whatever gender you want. They have 58 different choices.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I don't know if it's gone into effect yet,
but it's coming.
Facebook has customized it where you can have a gender option. So y'all, listen, some of these 58 genders is agender, a drone gene, bi-gender,
cis male and a cis man,
cis woman, cisgender
female, Oh my God.
Cisgender man, a female to male. And what's FTM? Gender fluid. Now, I just got figured out what gender fluid is, because right. I used to call it gender. I thought it's, they were saying gender something else.
So gender questioning? What is that?
I don't. Gender, girl, gender non-conforming, gender queer, intersex.
Male to female. I thought we had
it was female to male.
This is getting confusing.
MTF. That sound like motherfucker to me.
Right. MTF.
Neither. Neutrals.
Neutrals.
Neutrals. Non-binary. Of pangender. Now, pangender is when they sleep with animals, isn't it?
We looked it up, but I can't remember. I think they sleep with animals.
And male, whoever.
Animals and humans.
Trans, trans female, trans male,
trans person.
Trans, baby, and it goes on, transsexual, on and on. So, I just don't like, if I'm not familiar.
Two-spirit?
Yeah, now see, they done went too far. Y'all better quit playing with God.
Wait a minute, God.
That's why we got all these plagues coming on us right now. But we don't want to talk about the real.
Right.
We don't want to talk about that. But y'all, let's
But this is too much.
This is the new normal. So now I'm a single woman and I'm dating. Now I got to ask my friend that I just met,
Are you cis man?
Gender neutral. Pangender.
Or non-binary.
So what's the proper way to ask without offending? Because I was watching Love is Blind.
Okay.
And it's a show where they date in a pod. They never see each other. It was a black guy and a black girl.
Right.
And they connected. And they loved each other and they wanted to get married. Well, he tells her after she fallen for him that he's gender fluid. So she wanted to understand and she was offensive because I'm going to just say this. After a certain age, I'm going to just say 35 and up. We don't understand all this.
No, we don't. We
because
don't.
We weren't raised right. with that.
All we know is male or female.
And so now with the new generation, the new millennials and this new stuff, everybody is accustomed to it. Because I can have a conversation with my son. They'd be like, yeah, mama, they gender neutral. What?
Right. What is that?
What? Okay.
And why is that so acceptable these days?
So let me say this. There's two genders.
In my mind.
You have male, you have female. You have X chromosome, you have Y chromosome.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they can get crossed up where you can have both of them and you become
hermaphrodite. Yeah.
I get that. Now, is this gender stuff just another conservative way for a gay person to do whatever they want to do?
I think so.
Or is it levels to it? Like, I mean, when I had my experience, I had had kids. I had dated a man, but then I saw a girl that I liked and we dated.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just can't see myself at this age doing that.
Right.
You know, you're discovering and you're finding yourself when you're in high school. I did that, you know, and as a young woman, but
that's not who you are and that's not what you want.
Right.
But I do think they're just making it where people can be free. And I also think the reason why they're pushing this too is population control as well.
Yeah, but and they don't want our men, our black men to procreate. Y'all better catch it.
They do not want
They don't want our black men to procreate because when we take it back to the beginning, I don't care who you are, what you think. If you don't believe in God, I'm going to pray for you. Because if coronavirus hasn't gotten you to believe that there are plagues and different things going on this earth, at this point, it's too late for you. And I just pray for you, okay? But God specifically put male and female on this earth
to procreate. Exactly.
And we were procreating at such an alarming rate since the beginning of time. They've been killing off our black men.
Killing them off and locking them up.
You know, they couldn't kill them, so now they're putting them away.
Breaking
so
up
now I'm
going to
put
families.
You in a system where you have nothing but men, and you know that you're going to get excited and want to have sex. And half of these men start sleeping with each other in prison. They won't tell you that, but they do.
Right.
And they'll still come home to their wives and still be tiptoeing. Because I've seen men when I was in the life that I thought was straight. There's an area in Houston, and it's a gay area, and it's like Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you get caught in Midtown,
in the gay area,
you on the down low.
Yeah.
That's just what it was. And so I won't ever say it, but I've seen married men and several other people
mm-hmm.
that were in places
that they shouldn't have been
with men. And mm-hmm. they were married. Baby, that's your business.
Because right.
when I was out, I was out. I did what I did out loud and proud. It wasn't no hiding. So What are we doing now? What is the world? What is the government doing with all this old black men? It's okay. It's okay for a black man to take his penis off, but he can't wear dreads.
Right, absolutely.
That same 12-year-old little boy couldn't go to school and wear dreads, but he can cut his penis off.
Right, because they're trying to demasculinize our men and make them feel comfortable around our black men. So if we get your black man to cut his penis off and put his ass in a dress, then I'll feel comfortable around him. But as long as he has muscles and dreads, I'm uncomfortable. So I'm inferior, right? Yeah. It's a white man's world. We all know that. And so with that being said, they're going to make this world comfortable for them to be in and for them to be around our men. So, of course, they're going to push the agenda of gayism and gay men and gay black men, you know. And like you said, a lot of the men are sleeping with men in prisons, but they have no choice. So, mm-hmm. they're not gay sleeping. Well, I don't know.
That's the question. Okay, so if a man has sex with another man, is he gay?
Let's say in prison.
Okay, he has sex with a man for 10 years. He got and a 10-year sentence.
Because he has had sex with a man.
They got guards.
They do have guards.
And they openly having sex with him.
But what if the guard's unavailable or he doesn't see a guard that he wants to sleep with or nobody wants to sleep with him? So I'm just saying, as a man, your natural body and your natural sex, your body craves for sex because that's just how the human body works. So he has to release it somewhere. So, of course, he's going to release it in a man. So he does it for 10 years, come home, gets with his wife or gets with his girl. Is he gay? Or is he by gender?
He by gender. So that's the thing.
And what if he never sleeps with a man ever again after he gets out?
So for me, I slept with a woman before, and I haven't slept with a woman ever. So that make me bisexual. We used to just be bisexual. Now we bi-gender, bi-neutral, gender fluid. No, back then I was just considered bisexual because I had been with a woman and a man. But because that was my past, I don't identify with none of that stuff.
Right. So, you're not bisexual. You weren't then.
Yeah.
Or were you then? Or were you just experiencing something?
I was just going through something, child. I'm telling y'all. I know what happened with me. I was going through something. But that's the question. So if I meet a man today and he tells me he's gender neutral.
He tells you he's been locked up for 10 years and he had sex with men while he was locked up. But he's attracted to women. Would you be with him? Or are you okay with that? Or is he gay?
I would really... Oh, girl.
But he doesn't like men. He's not attracted to men.
I couldn't date him if he told me that up front. Mm-hmm. But then what if I had already fallen in love with him like the girl did? Mm-hmm. And then he comes out and says it. Oh, my God. Girl, this is some crazy stuff, y'all. And then while we're talking about the men, the women are doing it, too.
The women are definitely doing it. The women, they
the women are... The women are...
But it's more acceptable for a woman than a man. And why do you think that is? Is it just because society has made it okay for women to do that?
I think it's more acceptable for women because... Because
there's no fluids being transferred or no penetrating, maybe?
It's really no penetrating, and it's the same normal sexual act. The act between two men is an abnormal act because they have to go to the back door.
Right.
So when a woman has sex, she uses the front door that God has already given her. And if a woman, even if a woman goes back door, it is a natural thing for a woman to be penetrated. That's just a normal thing. You know, when I was married, I had this conversation with my ex-husband. Hey, Adonis, we good friends, y'all, now. But we had this conversation, and he broke something down to me. He said that, we talk in the Bible when God destroyed the city of God, a lot of people may not agree. There was a lot of other things going on, but there was men sleeping with men. There was a lot of gay stuff going on, and God destroyed the town. Mm-hmm. And when it talked in the Bible about how being gay was more like a unforgivable thing, mm-hmm. right? Why did they say gay was so bad? Why? So I asked him, I said, what do you believe this is? He said, well, I believe it's because it's not a natural sin. Most other things are natural. Mm-hmm. When you drink, that's natural.
When you smoke, that's natural.
When you lie, that's a natural sin. When you steal, you know, people, that's natural stuff. People accept that better. But for the same sex to have sex with each other. Oh, he also said that other sins could be fixed, fornicating. Mm-hmm. If you're with a man you're not married to, because people are like, well, y'all, you know, you fornicating. You're not married. But see, that can be fixed. They can come together.
Married. Right.
Yeah, and become husband and wife. Mm-hmm. But you can't ever bring the two men together and make that right in the eye of God.
Right.
Okay? Now, we talking about Bible. So, that made a lot of sense to me. It is abnormal.
It's not a natural sin. It's not a natural sin. And we just don't, we can't relate to that. I can't accept it.
Not in here, I have to say this. As a person that went through it, I couldn't care if anybody accepted it. I didn't care at the time if you accepted it or my mom or my friends accepted it or not. But what did matter to me was, did God accept it? And when I started thinking on that line, does God accept this? And the answer, whether you fight or tussle with it, your inner soul, you got your spirit, you got your soul. Your soul, your spirit going to yell out to you, no.
Well, since you said that, does God accept it? God does not accept it. But then you have people that say, well, love is love. I can love who I want to. And God wants everybody to be loved. And whoever you want to be with, you should have that right to be with them.
Yeah, those are people that try to find a way to get around it, because God specifically says, he speaks against homosexuality.
Right. Yeah.
Love is love because God is love. And he wants us to have agape love.
Right. Which is
now that ain't the same kind of love. You know what I mean? So yeah. But people do say that. And
now they have the Bible that's Adam and Steve.
Yeah, but you know, even that's people taking from. The Bible says don't take from or add to the word of God. And that's what they did.
Right. Because they created a whole nother
Bible.
So they created that Bible just to make it acceptable within their decisions, I guess, as far as being with who they want to be with and how they want to be with them.
So I'm going to say this. If the Bible doesn't matter, why go through the trouble to make another one?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why go through all the trouble to make another one? You know what I mean?
Right. To try to make it right.
Yeah.
For your situation. Make it fit for what you want it to fit.
Exactly.
For.
So that in itself says a lot, you know. But again, y'all, this gender neutral, this gender fluid stuff, I think if I meet a man, well, let's say this. What if your man, you've been with your man and he wants you to do anal sex with him? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
I mean.
Well, let's start off here. I mean, as a woman, like you said, women can get penetrated. And I think if a woman and a man does that type of act.
It's not natural.
It's not natural. It's not natural for me. I haven't done it. I can't do it. But most people, or I know a lot of people who have. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more natural, not natural, but more acceptable for a man to do it to a woman than a man to do it to a man. So I can't really answer that question, yay or nay. I don't want to do it. It's not natural for me. I don't care for it.
Okay, so I had a conversation with my godson, who's going to be on our next podcast. I asked him, and he's gay. He identifies as a gay male.
Okay.
He's no trans, nothing. He's not gender fluid. He's just gay. Okay. Right. And I asked him the question, if a man is with a woman and wants a woman to penetrate him, does that mean he's gay? Well, we both know that a man's G-spot is in his anus.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it in his anus? That's questions. You know what I mean? Like, I just got that thought. Why is it there? So, and so they get pleasure from that. And if y'all don't know that, research the male anatomy so you'll understand. Right. His G-spot is in his anus. He said, no, that if a man wants a woman to do that to him, he's not gay. But he also says that a man has never reached his full level of orgasm until he's been penetrated that way. Now, that took me out.
I mean, so, I can understand that, but a man doesn't know he hasn't reached his full potential unless he's experienced that. So if you don't know that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They got to been touched.
They got to been touched.
Somebody touched
them. For them to know.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, wow. So he's going to come and we're going to do our next podcast with him. We're going to have males here that are openly gay. And one of them. I don't know if he identifies with transgender, but he does dress as female. The two of them will be here.
That's going to be very interesting.
And they're going to talk and they're going to teach us some things. But y'all, what's the question? I meet somebody new. I ask him, are you gender fluid? Is that the right question? Do I have to say that?
Oh, you can. I would just ask him. I mean, your question was, how do you ask them that question?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just a common conversation, just as if asking them, would you like a piece of gum?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you pitch and catch? Or
Do you pitch and bat?
You pitch and bat? Okay. You catching too?
You catching? I mean, hey. I mean, I think you just have to come out and ask them, hey, when you say, you know, when is your birthday? How old are you? Are you gay? Are you transgender? What's your sex preference?
What's your sexual preference?
I think that's a great way to approach male or female, because you're going to have to ask both.
Too.
Yeah. You know, what's your sexual preference and what is your past sexual experience?
Exactly.
You know, because, hey, let's be honest.
Wow, let's be honest, y'all. So can we talk about
it?
So what do y'all think? If y'all had some experiences, you know, you met a guy. And, you know, a woman's intuition, honey. I'm going to tell you something. It is so keen and on point when you're in tune. You know when things are going
not right.
Yeah. You know. So the thing with the gender fluid, the trans, the 60 different genders, y'all, I don't understand. It doesn't mean that I'm law or God. But I do know what my Bible says. And I do know that I can stand up for what is right. I would not want my child to become a woman. And I've been with him and birthed him as a...
As a male.
A male. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. I wouldn't want that.
And you're right. And even if, you know, say Lil Yaya did become a woman and had a sex change. At the end of the day, he is still a he. I don't care if you get your private part changed into a vagina. You still can't birth a baby. You still don't have a cycle. You are still a male. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
And the nerves aren't going to be attached. Yeah, you won't have that feeling.
The sensation of a woman.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. You're right. Wow. You're just not a woman at
all. You're not. You just physically on the outside, you appear and you look like a woman. But mentally.
But genetically, no.
And genetically, you're not, you know. And that's another thing, you know. I've read articles where they said, you know, something mental connected to this thing, you know. And I just think we need to start talking a little more to our kids and getting them some help, especially at the age 12. But if you're grown, honey, and you're a transgender, I salute you.
Yeah, that's your
if you're gender
that's
fluid,
your
I salute. That's your choice. Do what you do.
Right.
You know, but I think as babies, we need to protect our babies. We need to do better with protecting our
kids.
Just,
and you're right, have a conversation with them where they can fully understand what's going on. And their little minds are not mature enough to even make those decisions like we stated before. And I think that Lil Yaya needs to do some more counseling and don't do any transgender changes until he is old enough to understand what he's getting himself into.
Exactly. Okay, you guys. Well, that's it. You guys, if y'all have a topic you want us to discuss, please hit us up at info@holywaterandhellfire.com.
Holy Water and Hellfire Instagram.
We got Holy Water and Hellfire Facebook.
Holy Water and Hellfire Twitter.
And YouTube.
Yes.
Thank y'all for tuning in. I am Holy Water.
I am Hellfire.
We'll see y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we need to...
Hey, y'all. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
So, yes, y'all. We just... Can we talk today? So,
yes,
y'all just hold
talk.
On. We're going to have a little conversation about a relationship that I was in.
Yes.
Can we call it toxic?
We can call it toxic. We can call it deceitful. We can call it. Sometimes you have to get to know someone very well before you realize you really don't know them at all. Okay.
So Hellfire is really going to kind of interview me, but I'm going to just dive in. Because what I'm realizing is black women, successful black women, people, good looking black women, women that have their stuff together, boss chicks, we've been hoodwinked. Okay.
Yeah, we really are.
We really are. And it's real. And so in my ministry, I'm transparent. I talk about stuff that I probably shouldn't talk about. But hey, if somebody can get something from this, cool. So we're going to talk about this man I dated.
Yeah.
And for the sake of calling his name, we're going to call him Rich.
So we're going to call him Rich. Okay. So you dated this guy. You met this guy. When did you meet this guy? And how did this relationship begin?
So I met him one Sunday after church. We went to brunch at the address here in Houston. April 29th.
I know exactly where that is.
It's been 2 years now. So was that 2018?
18, because now it's 20. Right.
Yeah. 2018.
So you met this guy at the address. He seems to be very nice.
Very nice.
You guys exchanged numbers?
We did, but let me go back. We met before then, a year before then. Remember that?
That's right.
So I had went to PetSmart one time.
Okay.
And it was this nice looking black man, you know, and I'm in line. I didn't say anything to him. He didn't say anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we left. And I was...
But you guys made eye contact.
We made eye contact. I felt his energy. I felt... But I didn't say anything because I was married, going through a divorce.
Okay.
And come to find out later, when I met him again, he was married, going through a divorce too.
Okay.
So let's just put that out there. So we had met a year before, and then we reconnected.
Okay. Fast forward, then you reconnected at the address. At the address, you guys met again and exchanged numbers. But at that time, you did not know that that was that guy.
I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know. He ended up telling me later in conversation, he was like, we met before.
Okay. Okay.
And he realized it, and I didn't. And I was like, oh my God, you're
that
the
was
guy.
You. Yeah.
You drove the Audi car, you know, dressed up professionally. In a suit and all
nice
that stuff.
Looking,
nice
you know,
looking,
yeah,
tall.
Looked like he had it going on.
Yes.
Okay.
He presented himself in that way. Yeah.
So you guys exchanged numbers. You had conversations. Did you guys go out on dates? So tell me, let's dive deep into this relationship.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty nice guy.
Very nice guy. Very in tune. You know, when it first, his conversation was so amazing. And to me, it was just good to talk to a man that said more than, hey, what's up? Very educated guy. Really good with his choice of words.
Very articulate,
yes. And we just connected on a level that I had never connected with anyone.
Okay, so that was a mental connection.
It was mental. And we talked. We talked a lot. Now, he said that he was going through something as if he was coming out of a relationship.
Right. That was my next question. Was he married, single,
he was single. He
divorced.
Introduced himself as... divorced and single. So we high-fived each other that we were both divorced.
Right.
And he said he was dating. I said, well, me too. You know, because I was dating. Dating doesn't mean you're sleeping or
Living with someone. Yeah.
Right. So he never said he was living with anyone or anything like that. So we talked, and a couple of weeks went by, and he was texting me good morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, wake up.
That's nice.
You know, we went out a couple of times and saw each other. But what I noticed was that whatever we did in Pearland.
Okay.
He never told me. In the beginning, he told me, you know this. He told me he lived in Missouri City.
He did say that. And come to find out otherwise.
Found out that he actually lived right across the street.
And how did you find that out? And what made you, did you research it? Did you run into him? Did somebody tell you?
I noticed that I wasn't invited over. I kept seeing, you know, I was like, sis, something is off. Right. Let me find out a little more. So, you know, as women, we start digging.
Right, because we get
into it. So, he gave me his name, and I went and I looked him up on an app. No record.
Nothing.
There was nothing. He was clean. So I was like, cool.
How do you just be that clean?
Cool.
With everything, the society, the social media.
And, you know, for me, I was excited that it was a black man that didn't have a record.
Right.
Because my husband, of course, he had a past.
Right.
So, and it limited us, you know, with things. And so I did not want that. And I did state that to him, that it was refreshing to meet a black man that didn't have a felony.
Mm-hmm.
And he just allowed me
to believe that.
To believe that. So,
okay.
Fast forward, we went out and Now, I have a child at home. My kids were at home. So when we met up, our first meetup where we actually spent the night together. I didn't want to bring him into my home because I wasn't going to do that.
Right.
We stayed in a hotel right down the street from my apartment. Now that I know, it's right down the street from his apartment too. But anyway.
So let's back up. You said right down the street from his apartment. So he lived close to you.
He lived directly across the street from me. But I didn't know that. You know, I didn't know that
for
the first year.
Yeah, you didn't know that at that point. Okay.
You know, he kept saying that he lived in Missouri City. He would go to work at 9 in the morning. He wouldn't get out till 9 at night because he worked at AutoNation.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyway. So he worked. He's a car salesman.
Right.
And so I understood
so
that.
So long hours.
Long
day,
hours.
Sun up to sundown.
Yes. Yeah, so I would go to him. You know, he was on 45, and we would go out that way for lunch and hang out. And then when he transferred his job to Highway 6, I would go over there.
Right.
And we would do lunch. I would sit in the parking lot and just eat in the car.
Right. And wait on him.
I wanted to see him. We would close up together and all that stuff. And so we were dating, so I wasn't expecting a lot. But then I started to really feel for him 6 months in. You know, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I love this man.
What are
I'm
we doing?
Falling in
I'm
love.
Falling
yeah.
for you. Like, what are we doing? So.
And where is this relationship going?
Where is this going?
Because now you feel like you're in a relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, of course, he said he wanted the same things that I wanted. He loved me. He started telling me. He told me he loved me first, you know. So, I was like, okay, I love you too.
Right.
So, yeah, we started dating. I thought that we were exclusive. And I'm saying I thought because of what I found out later.
Right.
So, let's get to the hotel part. So, he pulls up when he comes to see me. He's always driving different cars because he could come home with his cars from work, any car.
Right.
But it was one car that he would drive all the time, and it was a Mercedes C-Class, I believe. Okay. Cute car. But I noticed, you know, I'm always noticing stuff. The license plate had a New Orleans
symbol
on it, or the around it. You know how you get the New Orleans?
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, New Orleans? Like, who do you know from New Orleans? He said his ex-wife was from New Orleans.
Okay.
Never told me something like, well, do you still have?
Right. Why would you still have
the ex-wife's car?
Right. Why are you still driving her car and you're divorced?
Now, he did tell me that he was still, now the Audi that he drove was still in both of their names. Okay. It was fresh and he was trying to come out of all that. Right. You know, they let the house go. Right.
So he was trying to come out of the situation and get himself together. Yeah. So, okay.
A divorced man, that's what happens. Yeah. So, okay. You know, he made me feel that he didn't invite me over because he stayed with his cousin. And his cousin was married.
Okay, I can understand that. Okay.
And I'm going to no grown people's house.
Right.
So let's date in my house. Right. Let's go out.
Right.
And so that's
what we did. I have my own spot. Come over here.
Yeah. So one night, girl, we were together and I noticed that he parked his car away.
From your house.
Away from the house. Okay. Right. So when I walked out, I didn't see the car. And I'm like, what's going on with the car? So a couple of weeks went by. We went to a little hotel, and I noticed that he backed in that car. I'm looking out the window.
The same car. Okay. Which is the C-Class.
The Mercedes C-Class. Right.
Okay.
So when he backed the car in, I said, let me write this license plate down real quick. Because if it says New Orleans, now I need to make sure you're not still married.
Right. Right? Right. Because now we've been dating 6-7 months now.
6-7 months. Right. So let me start digging. In the beginning, it was like, whatever. But then when I started to feel like I had feelings for this man,
I can see myself with this guy.
Yeah. So he pulls his car up. And this is when I started feeling like something wasn't right. When we left the next morning, I walked out past the car. I didn't tell him that I saw the car. Mm-hmm. He walked me to my car. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for him to walk to his car. Mm-hmm. And he walked all the way around to the front and passed the car up.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I texted him.
Oh, this guy sounds like he has game or had game.
Had game. So I texted him. I said, why did you walk? Where's your car park? No, not to let him know I saw the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was like, oh, it's in the front. I was like, no, that's weird. Yeah. So he's married, right? Got to be married.
Sounds like a married man to me.
So I started diving in, looking. I looked on the apps. Didn't see a marriage certificate or anything like that. Showed that he was divorced.
Right.
Here in Pearland.
You didn't see any of that?
I saw that he was divorced.
Okay.
But I didn't, and it looked like he was single, right? But he didn't have any record. The only address that was associated to him was something like on a street in Houston. I won't call the street.
Right.
And there was nothing. There was no kids. You know, there was nothing. But he told me he had kids. I know he had two girls. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, well, you know, it's cool. Whatever's meant for me to find out.
It'll come up. Yeah.
So that went on for a while. And I remember I used to call him. I'm like, sis, something is not right. So what I did was I had a police officer friend of mine run the plate. And the plate came back to a woman's name.
Okay.
On the car.
Okay.
And the woman's address. So I rode by the address. Is what she did. She rode by. And I saw his car parked out there. The Audi. Mm.
So was the address close to where you were living?
Right across the street. Okay. I lived on a street of apartments because I moved into the apartments after me and my husband separated. I moved out the house. I was here for 2 years. And he lived diagonally across from me, what I found out later. I didn't confirm that. I didn't know that to be true. I didn't know if he was visiting someone because he kept telling me he lived in Missouri City with his cousin.
Right.
Well, he kept his dog because the dog, Moo or Mooshu or whoever the dog, I can't remember.
Was over there.
That's why he was in PetSmart buying the dog food.
Right, okay.
So, me being investigating, I find out the person's name. So, this person is a local school teacher.
Okay.
They're not married.
Right.
I was like, okay, so he didn't. So I asked him about it. It was just, you know, lying. It wasn't that. It wasn't right. this. She was an alcoholic. She was this. He was, you know.
It ain't like you it think it is.
Yeah, yeah, it was bad. This is they were bad. She's a cheater. She with this dude. Right. She deal with these I'm here dudes for money. Yeah. I'm just here, you know. And I was like, okay, so we're dating. It's cool. So what are your plans for me? I love you. Need some time to get myself together. You're the kind of woman I just want to make sure that I have my eggs in a row.
Right, I can't come to you. I gotta come to you direct. I gotta be have all my stuff together.
Yeah, and that's what he did. And so, of course, by this time, I'm already into him.
Right.
So, of course, I want to be hopeful.
Yeah. So, at this point, you're believing that.
I believe that. Okay. I believe
that. You had no reason not to.
Mm-hmm. I trusted that. And, you know, he was at my house day and night. Like, if I don't know... I know now how he pulled it out because he lived so close. He would see me in the morning on the way to work. He would drive by on the way home.
Right.
And then
because he was right across the street.
Right across the street.
Girl. He was at home.
He was home. Right. Literally. Right. If she had put a ping on him, he would be pinged at home because we were that close. I could literally see the top of his apartment from my place.
Right.
Girl, so yeah. So find out later on that he was actually with this person, but he acted like it was nothing. When I really found out the truth about him and not being honest, I tried to call it off. You know, when I tried to break up with him, he wasn't having it.
So when you say you really found the truth, what was really the truth? What did you find out to make you want to break it off? Because you knew he told you he was dating somebody. I'm not going to be here. I'm working on it. I got to get out. I want to be with you. So is there another truth to that truth?
It's a more truth.
Okay, well, dive in.
So the truth is, the truth is he wasn't trying to leave her. I don't think. Okay. I don't know. But okay, let me go on and put it all out there. So when he was so clean, I kept saying something's gotta be wrong. Mm-hmm. So his brother and one of my clients are connected.
Okay.
Right? And she knew of him because we've gone and seen her. Mm-hmm. We've hung out. We have our friends. Mm-hmm. People started seeing us together. Hey, I know Rich. Right. You know, this person. I know his brother, this thing and that. So we went through a little spat, you know, and I was trying to break up with him. And remember, when I started dating someone, he chased me all around Houston.
Oh, yeah. He did not want you to date anybody.
Threatened me.
Left work and everything.
Left work. Threatened me.
Followed
threatened my employees. Yeah. Followed me. Came to where I was like he was going to fucking kill the people. Right. So I'm tripping. I'm scared right now. And, you know, you try to talk him down.
Said, I was trying to talk him down.
That thing crazy.
And he didn't give a damn.
He didn't care. He did not care. He told me we was going to make Channel 5 news. And so, me, I'm thinking, well, I'm scared, but, he must really love me. You know how we can be crazy.
I'm scared, but he loves me so much.
Really love me.
He's just running out around town,
chasing me, girl. And so I hid out and parked my car in the garage.
Right, we were scared. Girl, we was scared. On the run.
And so tried to come up with a new boyfriend to keep him away because he would just, you know, he would just pop up at the house.
Right. And unexpectedly. I
would say, oh my God, don't come to my house.
Right, because we couldn't pop up at his house.
Couldn't pop up. So when I found out about the young lady, you know, I wanted to call it off. Yes, I'm in love with him. So it's like, hey, you need to make a choice. What are you going to do?
Right.
Well, he wasn't making a choice soon enough for me. So, hey, it's time for me to do something. So I started dating someone else.
Right.
That's when he started tripping with me. He tripped a little bit.
So you in the salon. You have mutual friends. The one who knew his brother. You were trying to break up with him.
She asked me all the time, hey, how you and Rich doing? I was like, oh, we're doing good. But this particular time when she asked, I was like, I'm not talking to him anymore. I actually am not going to see him anymore.
I'm done.
I noticed some characteristics about him that scared me, you know, and I didn't like that. So she said, good for you. She said, I didn't want to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he'd been to prison before.
What? Prison?
For what?
His name is Squeaky Clean. We don't even have a water bill on him.
So, girl, Squeaky Clean. So I'm like, all right, wait. Something's not right with this. Right. So hold on.
Prison. This can't be the same guy.
Can't be. But I remember he told me that he changed his last name. Mm. So I started to remember that last name. Because all of his family has this other name. Mm. And he had a different name. Mm. And he told me this story. You know, I don't even know if that's true now.
Right.
So I start looking under the Texas inmates and the federal prison. Right. You know, he said he spent some time in New York. So I looked that up. Mm. And then it dinged on under that other name.
Oh, wow.
And girl, if I tell you, he had a rap sheet from burglary, armed robbery, drugs, fraud, credit card abuse, stealing identity.
This same guy.
Yes, I called you like, oh my God.
I know, I remember. I was so surprised. I couldn't believe it.
I was devastated. And I was like, wow, you led me to believe
that you were someone else.
Yes. And girl found out he was on parole for 50 years. And he was still on parole.
And gone
be. And so, you know, I would say stuff like, you know, do you have a passport? Oh, yeah, I was working on getting a passport. Now I know why you don't have a passport.
Right. You can't get a
passport. Yeah. And it's weird to me that he would go to New Orleans and all this stuff, jump in states, and you're on parole with no permission.
Oh,
right?
So he would go to New Orleans.
He would go to New Orleans because she was from New Orleans.
Oh, okay. So, the girl that he was dating. That's why the plate was New Orleans.
The plate was New Orleans, okay. And it was her car.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so let us get to the girl. So, apparently, I don't know who she is. I don't have anything bad to say about her. I kind of feel sorry for her right now.
Right.
But she didn't know anything about him. But he said she was a cheater. She's cheated on him. He's forgiven her. She was an alcoholic. She loved to party. Right. Now, the day that we met,
he can't talk to her. She doesn't relate. Okay.
Yeah. All she knows to do is talk about
people. That's one reason why you and him connected so well. Because y'all talked a lot.
We talked a lot. And those were the things he said about her. But I kept saying, well, you know. All right, y'all. We back. We still on Mr. Rich. Sorry about that. I had to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I think I was saying... that I didn't want to say anything bad about her.
Yeah, you didn't have anything negative to say about her.
Yeah, but he would always make comments about how bad of a person this person was. You know, and
that he really wanted to be with you.
Yeah, he would always say he really wanted to be with me. So by this point, I'm in love with him. It's a year in, and we're in love with each other. And he's begging me, please don't leave me. Let me get myself together. Mm-hmm. I think I just said about him not having the passport.
Right.
Found out that he had all this stuff going on.
Right. That he never told you about.
He never told me. So when I figured out that that was happening, I started to see him so differently. Because, you know, at this point in my life, I don't have nothing against people that have feelings, but I done had the last two boyfriends.
Yeah, you just choose not to deal with
that. It's a limit. It limits you. The things where I'm doing, going to Jamaica, like for my birthday. This was a trip we were supposed to be doing together. And so, because I called
you
him.
You and Rich were supposed to be doing
Rich,
this trip
Rich
together.
And I, because he told me he
At
was
least
from
in conversation,
Jamaica.
He said.
Yeah, he's from Jamaica. And so, we were going to go there. And we were making all these plans, you know, and... He would say stuff in conversation like, babe, had I met you, you know, such and such ago, we'd be married now. And, you know, he talked to you. He called you sis. He kind of met my mom. Yeah. He met my sister. He met my brother-in-law. He met my kids.
He met everybody.
He
was actually part of the family.
He was a big part of the family. And so he was my boyfriend for 2 years.
Right.
Actually, we would make 2 years next month. So I started calling it off and trying to wean myself from him because it was toxic. If I tried to tell him, you know, this isn't working, he was so good with his words. I think he really read that book. What's that book you said they read in prison, girl?
48 Laws of
Power. 48 Laws of
Power,
right, baby.
Right, right.
If I tell you, he's a master manipulator. Yeah. That's what we called him. Girl, he would make me think when I was right that I was wrong,
right.
You know.
Right.
Or, no, you shouldn't be feeling this way.
Right.
I love you.
Right.
You know,
he redirects everything.
He does, and he did. And so I was giving him time to get himself together because what it boiled down to was that he needed this woman for his financial support.
Right. Right.
And
Or they needed each other.
Because he kept telling me, oh, when I met her, she was living in an efficiency apartment. You know, she was married.
Right.
She didn't have that. And he felt obligated.
Somebody put her out.
And he felt obligated to this woman. And he did. As much of a manipulator as he was, his core, I believe, was good.
Yeah.
Because you sense that in people. You know, his spirit. He had a good spirit. And so he would never want to leave her. And what she couldn't afford to be by herself, live on her own. That was the story.
Right.
Yeah.
So at that point, did you still feel like you wanted to be with him or no, not at all? Even so, you said you didn't want to deal with anybody that had a past,
yeah.
but yet you did state that you were in love with him. So
yeah.
how did you separate the love and his past? Because that's kind of hard to separate.
Oh, my God. It was very hard for me to separate it. I was willing to sit down and have a conversation with him about that to say, hey, you know, this happened. We did have that conversation, actually.
Right.
Why didn't you share this with me? And his reason was for he didn't want to be judged. Because
okay.
when he shares that with people, they automatically judge him based on that. And now who he's worked so hard to become.
Right.
And I get that.
Right.
And so I was willing to be okay with that. But the fact that he lied to me was the issue. It wasn't that
well,
he
Well, did he lie or did he... I guess he just didn't say anything. Is that considered a lie?
When you omit, that's a lie. You know, it's like somebody have AIDS and they sleep with you.
That's
right?
true, yeah.
I mean, you know, that stuff like that. No, you lie. You cannot omit. Omit, to me, is a lie.
Right.
You lie about omission, you know?
Yeah.
And so he did a lot of that.
Right.
A lot of that. Because I found out a lot of things, and the more I found out about him, he wasn't attractive to me anymore.
Yeah. So the more you found out, the less love, it started to decrease.
Yeah,
the likeness. Not even the love, just the likeness as a person.
Yeah, I didn't like him. Because I actually love him. I still love him.
Right.
But I don't like
who you really are.
Yeah, and then I started to see him. So y'all know, you got to date a person a year or two, and that's what I said I would do after my divorce.
At least 2 years.
I would date a person for 2 years. And we dated up to 2 years, and the person that I got to know, I don't like, but I love him, if that makes sense.
That makes a whole lot of sense. But let me ask you this, sis. How a woman like you, so strong, so powerful, this boss chick, you got it going on. How did you find yourself in a situation like this? Because there were some things you said early on, it's something about him, it's something this, it's something that. And so once you found out those things, you still kind of continued to see him.
Yeah. You know, in the beginning when I met him, I looked at him and he was walking with his girlfriend that night when he spoke to us when we were at Dreams. You saw her.
Oh, yes.
I didn't. And when we got it all together, we realized he went in there and sat her down.
Right. And
he came back.
Yes.
And I looked at him that night and I said, there's something about him that it reminds me of my ex-husband. I need to stay away from him.
Yeah, I need to stay away from guys like that.
I need to stay away from guys like that.
You said that.
So I think for me, I was vulnerable because I was coming out of my divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that I would meet someone or even love someone after my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I did, I was excited about that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to experience that with a man who was so articulate, so professional. Oh, honey, if you pull up on him at work, you would never know this is the same person.
Yeah, that's his past.
It's his past.
Yeah.
You know, and very nourishing. Girl, I can remember y'all, let me tell you, I've had surgeries before and ended up having hemorrhoids, right? He drove all the way here with hemorrhoid cream and doctored all my hemorrhoids.
Oh, I remember that.
Girl, I was like, this going to be my husband, you know.
Yes.
But,
He was wiping you and everything.
He did. He would wipe me. He got me in bed. I was sick, y'all. He took care of me. I mean, we had some really
great times.
Yeah, we had great times. We had
and the person who he was and the person who he is now, he's definitely, like we stated, he's a total different person. He's a great guy all in one. But do you believe that his situation just didn't allow him to be with you? Because if he really, really could be with you, I think he would be with you.
Well, I did find out that financially, I did some more digging, and financially, he went through a divorce. He didn't make a lot of money. He had child support with 2 kids. He filed bankruptcy.
Okay, so he had a lot going on.
He had a lot. And then you're paying parole fees.
Oh, yeah.
So financially,
for the next 50 years,
you know what I mean? Financially, he wasn't in a position. And he kept telling me that. He kept saying, you know, I need to get myself together. I can't come to you like I am. And, you know, we need to take heed to those things.
Listen.
And so I was willing to give him the time he needed to work those things out. But there was still another woman this whole time. That he was not just dating, y'all. When we met, he said he was dating people. So I'm dating people. Cool. No, he was living with her.
Right.
And
do
I
you
found
think
out,
he really loved her?
I think so. I think he loves her. I think I asked him, and he said that he loved us both.
Mm.
And he also said he wished that she was open-minded so he could have the both of us.
Mm.
Or that people would understand that where we're from in Africa, a man could have as many wives, but you know, I would always say, but you got to have money to take care of all of us, right?
As many as he can take care of.
As many as you can take care of, right? So he, you know, I think he did love her. I think that they're both in a situation where they need each other. Mm-hmm. And when you need people, that is an ugly recipe, you know?
It is. It's not healthy at
all. It's not healthy. And so they're in a position where they need each other. And I think, quite frankly, that as much as he said I didn't intimidate him, I think I did. I think I intimidated him in a good way. I challenged him.
Right.
You know, to step up and do stuff because...
Yeah, you made him believe in himself.
Yeah, so that was something. He discussed times about his pay. Mm-hmm. He didn't have the money. Mm-hmm. And when I found out about her, he told me, he started sharing stuff about his time. I'm in love, mm-hmm. so we're going to try mm-hmm. to be friends. Mm-hmm. Y'all, that ain't going to never work, right? Because trying to be friends with him led to us still sleeping together.
Right.
And the emotions and all this stuff. And I think what was the turning point was him saying things and not me not seeing him follow through.
Right. Yeah.
With it. And so for me, I was done. I was done. I'm still, we just recently broke up. We recently broke up and it was hard. You know, it was crazy because he wasn't letting me leave. And I broke up with him 50 times. He's like, you break up with me every week. But I did. I tried to call it off, y'all. I knew. But my emotions wouldn't allow me to just stay strong and stay away from him. Until somebody sent the girlfriend pictures of us.
What? I remember you telling me that somebody sent the girlfriend pictures. So did she reach out to you to try to find out what's going on? Is this mm-hmm. true? Who mm-hmm. are you?
Mm-mm.
Never? No. And so why do you think that she didn't do that?
Because he's a master manipulator.
So he you think he told her something and made her not want to inquire about it?
Well, when they texted her, they were in New Orleans, and he called me. This is when I knew that it was more than what he was telling me.
Okay.
Because then he called me, and he wanted me to lie if she did come.
So he wanted you to protect him?
To protect him.
So with that being said, you're right, it is more than what he said, because now he's trying to save his situation.
Yeah. So he wanted me to lie. He told her I was a client from work, that I bought a car.
Okay.
And, of course, he deals with people all the time. And so, that was easy for her to believe.
Right. Why wouldn't she?
So he asked me to lie. And I think a part of me at that time, I was going to lie for him because I didn't really, you know, it's weird. Even though he lied and he pissed me off or whatever, I didn't want to disturb
that situation.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't come here.
He couldn't come here.
Right.
And if he left her, he's going to move in with me. And he'd already shared with me how he couldn't hardly afford to pay the bills.
Right.
There. So
right,
no,
right.
That wasn't going to be an option. So I stayed quiet.
So yeah, it would be in your best interest to lie.
To lie.
Right.
But she never contacted me.
Then that's what I didn't understand. I know he's a master manipulator, but as a woman, you would think, as a woman in our intuition, we would inquire about things ourselves just to find out the truth.
He said that she would wake up and ask him, oh, are you seeing this girl? Just tell me the truth. Who is she? She went on my social media.
Because she knew.
She started looking up stuff. I started getting random calls at the salon and people
random
booking
friend requests.
Actually, somebody requested my friendship and I showed it to him. He said it was her daughter's girlfriend. I guess apparently the daughter's gay. I don't know. But he lied to her. He told her I was a client, that I was a professional client. When she saw my business and all the things that I've done, so she was a little intimidated. Mm-hmm. He said that, oh, babe, she was just looking at you like, who's this woman? You know,
right. Grown
and
woman.
Grown,
boss.
You know, got it together. So I think she felt a little intimidated with reaching out to me. And he has her in a place that is really sad, I think.
Yeah,
but
sounds like he has her in a controlling place where he kind of controls the whole situation.
Yeah. So he made her believe it was her ex-boyfriend.
So
reaching out to her because they had a situation, he said, some time back with him and made her think that about her, that it was on her, not him. So that's how all that went. So I called
her.
Yeah,
he called.
He called. But let me tell you, I did send her. I found out. I know she worked at a school.
Okay.
And I sent an email to her.
Okay.
And in the email, I said, you know, hey, you know, Katrina, I think it's imperative that you and I have a conversation.
Right, right.
As a grown woman, you know,
yeah,
to have a conversation.
So somebody's trying to sabotage me, you,
well,
whatever.
I don't know. So what's going on? Because I was getting calls, and he was saying, oh, she going to file charges that she think it's you. But I told him if it was me, she'd have got real receipts.
And she didn't get that.
She didn't get that. Okay. So I didn't know. She didn't get that.
We can't release those.
Oh
receipts.
My God. Like God, yeah, we have 2 years of
of receipts.
Of relationship. Yeah. So I was like, no, it wasn't me. And she thought it was though. And I don't know why I would send her pictures of me.
But
and
if
say,
she really thought it was, she didn't call you. She didn't reach out to you.
That's weird, though. Huh?
Even with the email, continue with the email. You sent the email.
I sent her an email, and I said, I think it's imperative that you and I have a conversation. I left it kind of sweet and cute because it was her work email.
Right.
It wasn't personal, so I didn't want to get her in trouble or get me in trouble. Somebody see that, and I was like, hey, give me a call. Here's my number.
Right.
And at that point, I was willing to say, tell the truth. What is it that you think is going on? Because let's talk. Because he kept coming back, giving me stuff. Now, whether it was true or not, what he was giving me, I don't know.
Right.
But she
only heard it one side.
Yeah. And so then her kids and somebody reached out to some of my clients saying they were going to run up on
me. Are you serious?
You know, so you run up on me. I got a gun. Don't do that. So let's talk.
You don't want to run up on me.
You don't want to do that.
At all. Yeah.
So that's why I said, let me reach to her. You know, let me be the grown woman.
Let's talk.
And let's talk. Yeah. So that
was before this gets out of control.
Yeah. So.
So she never reached out.
She never reached out.
So, did he know that you emailed her?
I told him everything.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I told
him.
So,
what did he say about that?
He called me right away. Why did you email her? I said, because we need to talk.
So, she told him.
She tells him everything. She tells him, actually, he said when he got the picture, they were in New Orleans, girl. It's so, he's so stupid. This is not funny because y'all don't believe in hurting people, y'all. but he's such a comical person. He said they were sitting down. I think they were there for her mother was sick or something. They went to listen to a live recording of Usher or somebody. Uh-huh. And she just held up the phone of my picture. He said he got an Oscar because he had to act. Like he didn't know me. And I was like, are you kidding? And so,
she just like
showed him my picture. This is what somebody sent her. My picture. Like told her my business, my name. Well, actually, someone came to the salon to get their hair done that saw him there.
Okay.
But they knew her and him. And so they sent the picture of us hugging.
That is crazy. So
girl,
he
told it was
out.
Photoshopped.
He was photoshopped
in
at
the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And her car was outside and somebody took that picture. And
that was photoshopped.
It was photoshopped too.
Girl, stop.
So I don't know the mindset, but
her.
I would have called. I would have called.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I think he had to tell her something very powerful and strong for her not to inquire about
He did say he threatened her about don't contact me or something.
It had to be a threat.
You know, it had to be because she never reached out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She never reached out.
I think I would have just taken my chances.
You know I would have, but when she didn't reach, I didn't reach. It's not that, you know. Hey.
I mean, after you left the email and she still didn't respond and she told him, I mean, what more can you do?
Yeah. And at this point, it wasn't, hurt another black woman. It was, here's the truth, you know. He lied to both of us.
Right.
I didn't know about you because clearly I am a woman who can get my own man.
Right.
I thought he was my own man.
Right.
There's other stuff. I'm jumping around trying to get it all in this segment. But
to the good part. Yeah.
You know, I thought he was my man, you know.
He led you to believe that he was your man. You had every
I met
right
his mother. Yeah. I done met his brothers. There's five of them. She called him my five reasons. I done met the mom. The mom knows about me.
Right.
And girl, the mama told him what he was doing over there was playing house.
Okay.
That I was the woman.
Well,
the what?
Evidently he liked to play house.
She told him. Miss, evidently. I ain't going to call her that. I almost said her name.
But mama. Yeah.
So. I talked to her on several occasions. She knew about it. And this is something where mothers know that the men are seeing multiple women and they just, I guess they can't say anything, you know?
So. Especially if they're not married.
Right.
You know,
he's not married. Right.
Yeah.
And that was her thing. He's not married.
Free to do.
He wasn't married to her. They were living together. But that's it, girl. So, ladies.
I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, it's so unfortunate that we see these guys and we think that they're who we want them to be. And come to find out, they're totally somebody different.
They're not.
That's very deceiving. That's hurting. That's painful. How do you get back from that? How do you get back into the dating game for that? Or does that make you want to fall back for a minute? Or are you going to continue to date and see other guys?
Yeah, I'm dating now. Okay, but I did fall back for a minute. You know, that was a point in my life where I got very low about that. It was very hurtful. I've cried some tears.
Mm-hmm.
The process of, it wasn't that, I can't have him. It was, even if he wants me, he's not for me.
Yeah.
he's not who I want to be.
His resume does not compare to what you want.
I didn't trust him anymore. Yeah. I can't trust him anymore.
Right. And he can't elevate you right now.
He can't, yeah. And I don't want to take care of another man. Right. Did you see him and say another man?
Right, another man.
Okay, yeah. I want my equal, and he's not my equal. Right. He's a great guy. I appreciate the time. I appreciate...
he showed you that you could love
again. He showed me that I could love again. Mm-hmm. We're friends. You know, he just called me the other day and wished me a happy birthday. He's going to continue to call. Right, you know, which what you say? Girl, I'm
sick. Oh,
You always say he ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere. He's not going nowhere.
He's just around. And so
he's going to always be around because he does not want to disconnect himself from you. You're a great asset to him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he needs that. And he appreciates that. So you guys are going to always be friends.
Yeah,
if
we're
nothing
friends.
Else.
Yeah, we're friends. We're not. Yeah. I had to mentally disconnect myself from him so that sexually I wouldn't still be involved with him. Right.
And I just want to say, though, even though he has that past, he has really become a great guy.
His past
has made him who he is today.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned it earlier. He strived hard and worked hard to become that person that he is. So who he is today is who he is. It's just so unfortunate that his background is going to be with him for the rest of his life.
And that's what he would always say. Yeah. And I get that. Now, I've had a son that was in trouble, so I understand that more than anybody. It was just the fact that he lied.
Right. He didn't disclose that.
He didn't disclose that to me. And I need to have a choice. Like, give me a choice. Right. Don't bamboozle me, and then I find out 2 years later. Mm-hmm. But that's why I wanted to date for 2 years. And sometimes, unfortunately, you can go 2 years with somebody and you realize it's just not what it is.
Yeah.
And I think at this point, when you date someone for 2 years, even 6 months, now at this age, we know if we want to take that relationship to the next level.
Yeah, you definitely
and
do.
Not waste no time with that. But
yeah. And I'm just glad that you've out of that situation.
Yeah, I'm out, and I've met Lord. It's something about these Jamaicans, girl.
Yes, honey. Jamaicans.
So I don't know. I guess it's something about these Jamaicans. So I've met quite a few people, and I'm just dating. You know.
And you should. You should. I think we all should, as single women, we should just date and meet people and learn who we are and who they are and just kind of be free.
And don't give yourself... I broke my own rule. I slept with him I don't like to kind of put
timing
on it. You know, I felt like he was someone, but I think that had I held up just a little while longer, I would have been in a better position, because you all understand, once that happens with women,
we're connected. With that.
Yeah. And so that was the hard part for me.
Well, that was a great story. But go back to, you said, do you have a time? You don't have a time limit, but you slept with him before when? Before 3 months, 6 months?
I think it was
just before you felt like it was sooner
than you
should
have. Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was like 3 months in.
Yeah.
Because that 3 month, 6 month, 9 month rule, girl, men can lie for 2 years. Men will lie.
Men can lie for 10 years.
Yeah, they will lie.
If you can't see through it. Yeah.
And I think I should have given myself a little more time to get to know him. Mm-hmm. But he was pointed on so thick, girl. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was pointed on really, really, really thick. So at this point, let me ask you this, sis. So will you investigate going forward up front?
Then I did with him.
Oh, I did.
He changed his name. Yeah. I always do that up front. Right. Y'all better go on these apps and pay for this and investigate people. Yes, but his name was changed.
Yeah.
And we talked about that later.
Right.
He got in trouble and he was using his name as an alias. So when he went before the judge, he said, to get it changed, the judge was like, no, you keeping his name. This is the name you were born with. Because he was going under the other name as an alias name and got all his stuff under that name.
Mm-hmm.
But this other name is nothing under that. I don't know if she
knows
that.
The new name is nothing under the new name.
Nothing under the new name.
But the first name is all the bad rap.
All the bad stuff is
right,
there.
Right,
no,
right.
I think he did say she knew. He said she knows some, but not as much
as
you
deep.
Know.
Yeah.
He told me everything. At that point, he just told it all to me.
Well, he always said, you know more than she knows.
He would
anyway.
Always say that.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't share stuff with her, you know, judging, talking about it.
Or even her understanding.
Yeah, understanding. Yeah.
So the moral of this story, ladies, is...
Yes, God!
You know, do your homework, do your research. Don't let a man bamboozle you, even though he is a great guy. I mean, sis, you can tell him, you know, what are some other tips that you want to tell women out there before we get involved in these good-looking men who are not so great? And
pay
not to
attention.
Say that Mr. Rich is not great, but just in general, sometimes they look good, but they're not good for you.
Yeah.
They're good to you.
Pay attention to the red flags, because I think I saw a few. Remember, I would call you and be like, oh, yeah, he did this and this, mm-hmm, and something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Your intuition, ladies, pay attention to that. Believe it. It's there for a reason.
It's real.
I think society makes us feel that we should have a husband or something by a certain age. And I think sometimes we rush into things. And what I'm learning in this season of my life is just don't rush anything. Don't rush relationships. Don't rush love. And if, you know, it's an old cliche, if it's too good to be true, then it probably is.
Yeah.
So he's an amazing guy, but he's just not my guy.
Yeah.
And we have to accept that. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that I know as a boss chick, as a, you know, we want to win, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it plays with our psyche, you know, when you find out this man might not be available, then you want to try to win that situation. This is the first time I just bowed out gracefully. I didn't even fight for that.
Right.
Because if I have to do that, it's not for me.
Yeah. I don't have to fight for what's mine, like you said.
You don't have to. So that's it. You know, if he's not fighting for you, don't fight for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I definitely agree.
That's it.
All right, ladies. Yes, that was a good story, sis. I know, that was great.
Yeah, because I think a lot of women go through this. It's easy to see stuff from other people, but when you're going through it yourself, you don't actually see it. I just wanted to put it out there, ladies. A lot of us are experiencing it, so.
And a lot of us don't want to talk about it either.
Mm-mm,
you know what I'm
not
saying?
Not at all.
You're right. You definitely can't see yourself in it, but when you're on the outside looking in, you can see it.
Yeah.
And again, ladies, if you see your friend or somebody who's going through something, or you see something in a guy, please share. Please let them know. Regardless if they do not listen to you at that time, at least you can say, I told you.
Yes.
Because that happened to me. Before I got married to my husband, a good friend of mine, I told her we were getting married, and she said, why are you marrying him? And I said, because I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, okay. Fast forward.
Right.
Now that we're divorced, I told her we were divorced, and she tells me, well, you know, when you said we were sitting at Papa Do's and you said you were going to marry him, and I asked you, why were you going to marry him? I was going to tell you then, you know, things about him that I knew that I think you shouldn't have married him. And honestly, I don't know if I could say I wouldn't have married him at that time if she had told me, but I can say I trusted her and loved her enough to listen.
Your guards would have been up.
Yeah, my guards would have been up. I would have been looking for those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
For whatever she said. And I said to her, I was like, well, why did you let me marry him? Look, I blamed it on her.
And that's the same thing.
Why did you let me marry him?
That's the same thing. My client, who I call mom, older woman, she in her 70s, she told me. I didn't want to say nothing, but he had some issues in his past, you know, with his temper and his going to prison and stuff. And I was like, prison?
Right. Where did that come from?
Why didn't you tell me this? Oh, my God. So, y'all, please share. Even if they get mad at you.
Yeah. Even if they get mad.
Tell them. Tell them. Baby, listen. I support you. I love you.
I hope it all goes well.
I hope it all works out. It's just like when anything, you go on a job, they got to check your history, your work history.
Yeah, they check your background.
You go do the
drug test.
Drug test. They check your history. They want to see the resume.
Right.
If you know something about somebody, and you know it's real, and I ain't talking about making up stuff, but if you know real stuff,
that's on their life resume.
Tell your friends, tell your people, tell your associates.
Right.
Let them get mad, but at least you know.
And tell them out of love. I mean, it's not what you say, it's how you say
it. It's out of love.
Yeah. Because I know if she had told me, I definitely would have had my guards up. I definitely would have been looking at him a different way and trying to find out these things that she's told me.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did you let me marry him? And she was like, well, you said you loved him. It doesn't matter what your friends say. If they say they love him or not, still say, hey, friend, look, this is what I heard, or this is what I know to be true, and I just want to inform you of what's really going on.
Tell me. Let me put it out there.
Yeah, tell me. I want to know.
If I post somebody, or you see me with somebody, just pull my coattail, like the old folks say. Let me pull your coattail.
Let me pull your coattail, baby.
Pull my coattail. Girl, that's not hating.
Yeah, no. That's not hating. That's conversating.
Look out for me, and I'm going to look out for y'all.
Exactly.
So. Y'all, this is it with this Mr. Rich, honey.
This is real, honey.
I got through it, Lord. The devil trying to take us out, y'all.
Yes, honey.
So we made it. Thank y'all for listening, y'all. I am Holy Water.
And I am Hellfire.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Girl, she gonna hear that. You just